We'll talk about count the cost. Oh, wait a minute. What? He's asking all that? And then, by the way, the law of God is the law of God because it's a reflection of His holy nature, and the law of God doesn't change. God's moral law will have to become your passion. What? Which is another way of saying everything you love to do now, you have to hate. Everything you hate to do now, you have to love. Are you ready for that? Look for people who have a commitment to some organization, some place, some group of people that is far more than their commitment to know the Word of God so that they can obey the Word of God. I'm not under any illusions. I know why people come to this church. I know why you're here. You're here because you take the Word of God seriously, correct? Then this is not a dog and pony show. Look, I get up every week and do the exact same thing I did last week. There's no variety in this church. But you're not looking for a variety act here. You don't need a juggler this week and a dancing horse next week. You don't need to be entertained. You don't need a rock band. You're here for one reason. Tell me what the Word of God says. That's why you're here. I know that. We all know that. That's why we're here. And sometimes people will say, well, you know, we came to your church for a little while, but it was a 15-minute drive, and you know, we found a place closer by. And really? Do they teach the Bible there? Oh, no, not like you do, but, you know, it's close to where we are. Oh, okay. Yeah. Not hard to figure out where you're at, is it? There's one reason people come here, and one reason they don't come here, because they don't want the constant exposure. I wouldn't come here if I didn't want to hear the Word of God. I'd take about one sermon from me and say, I'm not going there again. Look, if you don't listen to the Word of God and you're not interested in the Word of God, this isn't the place to be because nothing else is going to happen. So if you're waiting for the new wave to show up, it's not coming. There's a third kind of person you might look at and wonder if these people are really converted. They're more involved in theology as an academic interest than for personal holiness. I hate to say it, but seminaries all over this country are filled with professors who have an academic interest in Scripture, an academic interest in theology, who don't know God at all. And so whatever they think